Look at the small jade boulder on the left on the top shelf. The boulder retains the shape and stained exterior surface of the original pebble as it was smoothed in the Central Asian stream. A delicate landscape is precisely carved into the surface. Under the watchful eye of a retired charioteer, 8 horses enjoy a pasture in a mountain range. One lies on his back, scratching himself. Others frolic in the meadow. A variety of trees and jagged rock formations adds to the wide range of textures achieved by the carver. The scene refers to King Mu, an avid adventurer who reigned from 1001 to 947 BC. He is said to have traveled to the famous Paradise of the Immortals on Mount Kunlun. After his career ended, he released his 8 horses so that they too could enjoy retirement. In the case to your right, on the wall near the door, is a dark green jade basin dating from the latter half of the 18th century. 5 powerful dragons chase 2 flaming pearls. Each dragon is 5 clawed, indicating that this work was made for imperial use. Inside the vessel is a poem by the Qianlong Emperor, inscribed here in 1774. Both the shape of the basin and the poem were inspired by a jade commissioned by the great conqueror Kublai Khan in the 13th century. That work is one of the most famous jades in Chinese history. Jade is perhaps the most constant element and one of the most valued natural materials in Chinese cultural history. It is the quintessential medium for ritual implements. In ancient China, the belief that jade would preserve the body from decay led to its wide use in mortuary practices. Many still believe the stone has magical or protective powers. Jade came to symbolize the finest attributes of humanity. It continues to serve as a metaphor for all that is beautiful and sensuous.